Conquer Worm is a dark depiction of an apocalyptic scene. Ignoring the main focus of this piece, there is a lot to see in question, such as the dark gargantuan beasts stealing away the trees and mountains from the earth. Could these beasts be allied with the worm, or simply just additions to the chaos? But turning back to the main focus, you can see a giant snake-like creature spiraling outward from the abysmal sky, coming to devour the people helplessly scattering about before it. Witnessing this carnage are five angels watching hopelessly in terror at the worm before them. Without doing any research on this piece, most would immediately assume that this is a religious scene. Digging deeper, this piece is based on a poem by Edgar Allan Poe. After reading it, it has become much clearer what is going on in this painting. The poem starts with a throng of angels sitting in a theater before a play. The play starts showing puppets betrayed as people, / people betrayed as puppets, being moved around aimlessly by dark, shapeless creatures. Aimlessly chasing a phantom without any success, they find themselves running in circles. Suddenly, amid the, quote, madness and war of sin, a blood-red writhing worm emerges and devours the people. Upon the bodies, the curtain of the play falls, and as it closes, the angels, in tears, dub the worm the hero of the story they name man. The poem is open to speculation on the meaning, but the most probable intent and most common idea is that the worm is a metaphor of death, coming to bring an end upon the pointless struggle of people to reach some goal they may never reach, all while being controlled by dark creatures. Still, the name of these creatures are unknown. I'm sure you could come up with your own name for these creatures, but I think the best way to describe these shapeless beasts would be man. For there is no one else to blame for the controlling of man, to believe in false hopes, to run around in circles of sin and madness, only to wind up in the same spot but the man himself. No gods, no kings controlling their fate, only man. But I have forgotten about the center of this poem. All this had distracted me from this, the worm. In the end, the worm devours all. The curtain falls and another show begins. So does it really matter? This is Andrew Nyenswander with another Bulldog Art Tour.